Minister for Chieftaincy and Religious Affairs, Deputy Vulture Regional Minister, K2 South Municipal Chief Executive, my very good friend, Dobiga Aminya Fiti V, Paramount Chief of the Angulo Aflao Traditional State. Togweo, elders and senior citizens, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I want to welcome you all very, very warmly to the seat of the presidency of our nation, and to say how very happy I am to see you here this afternoon. We meet in Aflao. This is the first time we've met here in Accra, and it's here at the presidency. We thank God for that. I want to thank you also very much for the words of encouragement which you uttered in your speech. I look upon them not so much as praise as encouragement to continue to try and do the right thing for the people of Ghana. And I'm very grateful for them. They strengthen us when we hear such sentiments. And then, of course, for the gift. I don't know what to do, whether I keep it here or I take it to my house. Because it's so beautiful, and I'm really very grateful to you for it. Thank you very much indeed. Our government is very committed to working with traditional authorities in this country. Until the British brought the idea of central government, you were the natural rulers of our country for centuries. You kept us all together. So it is important, and that has been recognized by the constitution of the country, that the central government has to work hand in hand with the traditional authorities to give our country good governance. And I'm extremely committed to the teachings of the constitution that we should continue to work together. So occasions like this give us the opportunity to renew each one of us our understandings and how best we can cooperate for the benefit of the people of Ghana. The main matter on which you are here, the creation of the Municipal Assembly, I think the arguments that you have made are powerful. One of the things that we're having to work out is to create districts where there's no constituency. It may be that it's just easier to go about it if there's a constituency that is carved out of K2 South. That will therefore make it very much easier. But I've done a lot of work on your behalf, don't we? We've done a lot of work on your behalf. And the Minister for Local Government, Haji Alima Mahama, is waiting to have a meeting with you face to face. I don't know whether today or at any other time of your choosing, but she's waiting in order for you to work out how we can bring this into being. But to me, it makes a lot of sense, and we can see what we can do about it. The events that are taking place next door in Togo are disturbing for all of us, and especially for you. I know what it means. I remember vividly what happened in 2005 when the former president Yadema died. There were problems over the succession. Over 100,000 refugees streamed across the border to take out. Many of them, I think, are still there. They have not gone back to Togo. So I know that anything that happens in Togo is a matter of very, very great concern. And it is a concern to me and to all the people of Ghana. You can be sure that I cannot be idle while these events are taking place. And we have begun, the Togolese president came to see me in Tamale 10 days ago for a long discussion. I've been meeting other political actors in the situation. And definitely we're all talking to see how we can bring this crisis to a closure and bring stability and peace back to Togo. It's in all of our interests to do so. So the appeal you are making has fallen on very, very sympathetic ears. I'm not staying idle in this matter. We're acting. And let us pray for understanding and the blessing of the Almighty that we can find a solution that will be in the interest of the people of Togo, and then by implication, the people of Ghana. The 25th of November invitation. Unfortunately, the people holding my diary are not here. Usually they're part of this meeting. The secretary is usually here, but he's not here. But as far as I'm aware, it's an open day for me. I pray that that is the case when I get upstairs, because I would love to come for your 20th anniversary. Tell me guys to come and see you in your full panoply in a flow. So let's cross our fingers. As far as the border opening is important, and as you say, quite rightly, it is towards implementing the ECOWAS protocols and free movement. And we're seriously committed to ECOWAS. So those decisions are important. But that you know that always in this world, when people are doing things for constructive purposes, there's always a few criminal minds who want to use it for another purpose. So it's a good occasion also to ask for your help, to make sure that those who want to use the borders for smuggling of goods and any illicit traffic, that as much as possible we mobilize the population to work against them and make sure that it doesn't happen. It would be a pity if in trying to implement this open border policy, then we leave the door open for syndicates and criminal elements to use it as an opportunity for their criminal activities. You're there, your chiefs are there, all of the, across the borders. So I need your support in complement with the law enforcement agencies to make sure that smuggling is not a part of the open door, open border policy. I'm sure you know what goes on there. So I want to feel comfortable that you are there to assist us to make sure that we get the best of the open border policy and not the worst. Once again, you're very, very, very welcome. You have brought a lot of color and gaiety to my office here today. And I'm very, very grateful for that. So when you go back, know that your matter is in hand. And as I say, if you not yourself or you send a delegation, the minister is very ready to meet them and sit down with them and see how we can go forward on the matter of the assembly. Thank you, and God be with you. God bless you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.